A Scandal in Bohemia. Did Sherlock Holmes ever love a woman? I do not know, but I think that maybe he loved Irene Adler. I was married now, and I did not often see Holmes, but I heard stories about him and his work on many crimes. Then, one evening, I was going home from my work at the hospital. I went past the door of Holmes's flat in Baker Street and I looked up at the window. There was a light in the window, so I stopped and rang at the door. "You look well, Watson," said Holmes, "but you're fatter than before. You're 7.5 pounds fatter." "It's only 7 pounds," I answered. "It's 7.5," said Holmes with a smile. "And you're working again, I see." "How do you know that?" "You smell of hospitals," said Holmes. "And look at your bag. It's a doctor's bag, full of doctor's things. But you're interested in my little problems, I know that. You like to write about them. You'll like this one." He gave me a letter. "It came to me today," he told me. There was no date, address, or name on the letter. I read it slowly. "We know that you have helped one of the most important royal families in Europe. We know that you can keep a secret, and we can trust you. At 7:45 p.m. tonight, a man will visit you. He will tell you about his problem, and he will wear a mask." "What do you think?" asked Holmes. "The paper looks very expensive," I said. "Yes, it is, and it's foreign. Look at it closely. It's from Bohemia, and the writer is German. But we'll know more in a minute. It's nearly 7:45. I stood up to leave.
"Don't go, Watson," said Holmes. "This will be interesting, and I want your help. Sit down and listen."
We heard loud, heavy steps on the stairs. Holmes stood up and opened the flat door. A tall, strong man came in. He was wearing expensive clothes and he had a mask on his face.
"You have my letter?" he asked.
His voice was German.
"Yes," said Holmes. "Please sit down. This is my friend, Dr. Watson. You can trust him. And what's your name?"
"You can call me Count von Kramm. I'm from Bohemia. I'm sorry about the mask, but I don't want people to see my face. I don't want a scandal."
"I understand," said Holmes. "Now, please tell me about your problem, Your Majesty."
The man jumped out of his chair and pulled off his mask.
"You're right," he said. "I'm the King of Bohemia, but it must be a secret. I've come from Prague to ask for your help."
"Please ask, Your Majesty," said Holmes.
He closed his eyes. Holmes always closes his eyes if he wants to listen.
"About 5 years ago, before I became king, I was in Warsaw. I met a woman. Her name was Irene Adler."
"She's an American," said Holmes, "and a very fine singer. She sang in Italy and Poland, and she now lives in London."
"That's right."
"And you wrote letters to Miss Adler," said Holmes. You don't want the world to see them?
Yes.
Did you marry her secretly? Asked Holmes.
No.
So there are letters, said Holmes. Are there any photographs?
Yes, and we're both in one photograph together.
That's not good, Your Majesty.
I know. I was young and stupid.
You must get the photograph, said Holmes. You must pay Miss Adler for it.
She won't sell it to me, said the King.
You must steal it.
My men have tried to steal it 5 times.
It's an interesting little problem, said Holmes.
It's interesting for you, but it's important for me, said the King. I'm going to marry the daughter of the King of Scandinavia. If he sees the photograph, I will not be able to marry his daughter. Irene Adler's angry with me, and she's going to send the photograph to the King on Monday.
We have 3 days, then, said Holmes. How much money can I spend?
Here are £300, said the King.
He gave Holmes a bag of money.
You can have more if you need it.
Good night, Your Majesty, said Holmes. I hope that we'll have good news for you soon. The King stood up and left the flat, and Holmes spoke to me. Can you come here at 3 o'clock tomorrow? He asked. I'd like to talk about this with you. I arrived at Holmes's Baker Street flat at 3 o'clock the next day, but Holmes was not there. At 4 o'clock, a man came in. He was wearing old clothes with a big hat over his eyes. He had a large beard and a thick moustache. He went into the bedroom, and in 5 minutes, Holmes came out in his normal clothes. He sat by the fire and he started to laugh.
What's funny? I asked.
Where was I this morning, Watson? He asked.
You were watching Irene Adler's house, I told him. I can guess that.
Yes, and it was very interesting. It's a nice house with a garden in front. If you want to get in, you can open the windows easily. I wore my old clothes and beard, and I talked to some cab drivers in the road. I helped them with their horses, and they talked a lot about Miss Adler.
What did they say?
They all think that she's beautiful. She sings in concerts sometimes. If she isn't singing, she goes out at 5 o'clock for a drive in the park in her carriage. She comes back at 7 for dinner. Only one person visits her, a lawyer called Godfrey Norton. He visits every day and takes a cab home. The cab drivers knew his address. Is Mr. Norton her lawyer, or is he a friend? If he's her lawyer, maybe he has the photograph in his office. That makes things more difficult.
Did you go to his office? I asked.
I thought about it, but then a cab arrived and a man went into the house. It was Mr. Norton, of course. He was in the house for 30 minutes. I could see him in the sitting room. Then he ran out and jumped into a cab. To St. Monica's Church, he said to the cab driver. But first, stop at Hankey's, the jeweller's shop in Regent Street. If you can do the journey in 20 minutes, I'll give you £1. The cab drove away quickly. Then a woman, Irene Adler, came out of the house and jumped into another cab. She's a very beautiful woman, Watson. "To St. Monica's Church," she said. "I'll give you a pound if you can get there in 20 minutes." I took a third cab and followed her.
"You went to the church?"
"Of course." Both their cabs arrived at the church before me. I went in and stood at the back. There were only three people there: Mr. Norton, Miss Adler, and a vicar. The vicar said something and pointed at me. Mr. Norton came and talked to me.
"We need a witness," he said. "Please help."
I went to the front of the church. The vicar married Mr. Norton and Miss Adler, and I witnessed it. Miss Adler gave me a pound for my work. That pound is very special, and I'll keep it all my life.
"That was a surprise," I said. "What happened next?"
"He went to his office and she went home," Holmes told me.
"I need to go back to her house this evening. Will you help me?"
"Of course." "Miss Adler will go out between 5 and 7 o'clock for her drive. I know she's Mrs. Norton now, but for me, she's still Miss Adler. We must be at her house before 7. I have plans and I have people to help me. You must watch me. I'll go into the house and someone will open the sitting room window. You must throw this cylinder into the window and shout, 'Fire!'" He gave me a long cylinder. "It will make a lot of smoke, but no fire. If they hear you, the people in the street will shout, 'Fire!' too. Go to the corner of the street and I'll come and find you."
"I understand," I said.
"Good." Holmes went to his bedroom and came back in a few minutes. He was wearing a vicar's clothes with a black hat, and he smiled at me with a vicar's friendly smile. We arrived at Miss Adler's house at about 7:10. It was getting dark, and the street lamps were bright. There were a lot of people in the street. Some working men in dirty clothes were smoking and laughing on one corner. On another corner, a man was selling newspapers, and two soldiers were talking to a young woman with a baby. Between them were three or four young people in more expensive clothes. "Things are a little different for Miss Adler now," said Holmes as we walked in front of the house. "The king doesn't want anyone to see the photograph, but Miss Adler doesn't want her husband to see it. So where can she keep it?"
"I don't know," I said.
"She hasn't given it to anyone. It's in the house, of course, but which room is it in?"
"How will you look for it?" I asked.
"I'm not going to look. She'll show me." And here she is. A carriage turned the corner and stopped in front of the house. One of the men in dirty clothes ran up to open the carriage door, but then another man pushed him away. They both wanted money for helping Miss Adler, and a fight started. The two soldiers and the newspaper seller ran nearer, and soon the fight was growing. Holmes wanted to stop the fight and help the lady. He ran into the group, but suddenly he shouted and fell to the ground with blood on his face. The soldiers and the others ran away, and the people in expensive clothes came to help Holmes. Irene Adler ran from the carriage to her front door. Then she looked back at the street.
"Is that man hurt?" she asked.
"His head looks bad," said one of the men.
"He helped you," said a woman. "Those men wanted to steal your bag. He stopped them."
"We can't leave him in the street," said another man. "Can we bring him into your house?"
"Of course. Bring him into the sitting room."
Some men carried Holmes into the sitting room and put him on a sofa. Suddenly, he sat up, his hand on his neck, and he pointed at the window. He needed air, so somebody opened the window. I ran up, threw the cylinder through the window into the room, and shouted, "Fire!" There was thick smoke in the room, and other voices shouted. I ran back to the street and waited. After 10 minutes, Holmes came out and we walked away from the house.
"Do you have the photograph?" I asked.
She showed me. You know that everybody in the street was working for me. That wasn't blood on my face, of course. They carried me into the house. I asked for air. They opened the window and you threw the cylinder.
How did that help?
If a woman thinks that her house is on fire, she does one thing. She runs to her most important thing. That is usually her baby or her jewels. Irene ran to the photograph. It's in a cupboard in the sitting room. She started to take it out, but she saw that there wasn't a fire and she put it back. Then I left the house and came to find you. Tomorrow, we'll go to her house with the king and get the photograph. The next morning, at 8 o'clock, the king came to Baker Street and we took a cab to Irene Adler's house.
"Irene Adler is married, Your Majesty," Holmes told the king. "She married an English lawyer called Norton."
"Does she love him?"
"I think that she does." The door of Irene's house was open, and an old woman was standing there.
"Are you Mr. Sherlock Holmes?" she asked.
"Yes," said Holmes.
"Miss Adler asked me to wait for you. She left at 5 o'clock this morning with her husband. They're on the train to France."
Holmes pushed past the old lady and went to the sitting room. The king and I followed him. Holmes threw open a cupboard and took out a letter and a photograph. The photograph was of Irene Adler singing in a concert. The king was not in the photograph. The letter was for Holmes. He opened it and we all read it.
"Mr. Sherlock Holmes, that was very good. I did not know that the vicar was you, but now I understand. I am leaving England and you have found an empty house. I love a better man than the king. I still have the photograph of the king, but I will keep it secret. Nobody will ever see it. Irene Norton.
Do you believe her, Your Majesty? Asked Holmes.
Yes, Mr. Holmes. She won't show the photograph to anyone because she's married now. She won't want her husband to see it. But how can I pay you? Asked the King.
I want only one thing, Your Majesty. I want the photograph of Irene at the concert.
Of course.
Thank you. There was no scandal in Bohemia, but Sherlock Holmes did not win that case. He lost to a beautiful and intelligent woman, and he never forgot it. He still has the pound.
Penguin Readers, Sherlock Holmes Short Stories, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, Level 3. Retold by Nick Bullard. Illustrated by Lee Sullivan. Series Editor Sorrel Pitts. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2023.